Additionally, with the jury's decision, Mr. Younger will likely be forced to affirm his son's new gender identity, a girl named Luna. I want you to imagine having electronic communication with your son on FaceTime, and imagine that your ex-wife has him dressed as a drag queen to talk to you, Younger told host Luke Macias during an episode of The Luke Macias Show. He has false eyelashes and makeup. His hair has got glitter in it. He's wearing a dress. Now imagine how you would feel seeing what I believe is actual sexual abuse. I believe this is not just emotional abuse, but it is the very most fundamental form of sexual abuse, tampering with the sexual identity of a vulnerable little boy, the father continued. As reported by the Daily Wire in November, court documents show the younger son only dresses as a girl when he's with his mother, who calls the boy by his trans name and has even enrolled James as Luna in school. According to Younger, however, James consistently chooses to wear boys' clothes, violently refuses to wear girls' clothes at my home, and identifies as a boy whenever he is around him. You know, the idea that there ought to be a feud between parents going on the quote gender, something you have no material input in. Your material input was concluded at the time of conception. You had your input, it worked, and that's the end of it. God took care of the rest. There's no turning back, and there's no altering the outcome. As I keep saying, this is ultimately a revolt against God. This is a revolt against the reality of a created human being. Created, let us make him in our own image. A little boy is created in the image of God, just as Adam was. A little girl is created in imago Dei, just as Eve was. There's nothing else to see here. Move along, citizen. James's mother has accused Younger of child abuse in their divorce proceedings for not affirming James as transgender and is looking to strip the dad of his parental rights, reported the Federalist. Gargalis is also seeking to force Younger to foot the bill for James' visits to a transgender-affirming therapist and transgender medical alterations, which may include chemical castration 2 years from now, when the child is just 8. So not only did you lose, sir, you're going to call your son a girl. You're going to adopt his new name. You're going to dress him up in girl's clothes whenever he's with you. And you're going to pay for all the gender mutilation that your wife is going to enact. Isn't life in postmodern America swimmingly awesome? Yay, woke social justice warriors. I would take this decision and I would stick it on the cubicle and stick it, I'd print it out and stick it underneath the windshield wipers of every Fruit Loop that I knew that was out there going, like, oh, just let them do it. Yeah, why can't we just acknowledge that mistakes, that God has made mistakes? No, I'm not. Are you insane? That's a very good point, Aaron Barker. Aaron Barker says in the chat room, it wouldn't surprise me if this turned out to be a Scopes monkey trial type of a setup here. That's right. You got the precedent now. Now the dad goes and appeals it. Let's take it to a higher level here. Let's get it all the way to the top. And then let's have a court pronounce God is dead. He doesn't have any rights in this society. Those that practice mutilation and all of these other aberrant behaviors, perversions, are in the driver's seat, so to speak. Read Rachel Rick McKinnon's Twitter feed. It is littered. It's loaded up with nanya nanya boo-boos. You hetero wackos, you bigots, you lost. We won.